A new veterinary feed directive. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
As of January 1, 2017, all feed grade antibiotics will have to have a veterinary feed directive.
Large animal veterinarian Dr. Frank Lochler recently gave a presentation to the House Agriculture Committee on Capitol Hill in Nashville on behalf of the Tennessee Veterinary Medical Association, and that was to explain more about the Food and Drug Administration's new regulations on how antibiotics are used with food-producing animals.
Feed-grade antibiotics will have to have a veterinary feed directive. Also, antibiotics that are in water will have to have a prescription for those. So this will be something that the veterinarian has to work in direct relationship with the producer. And so we'd like to see the producers now establishing that veterinary client patient relationship so that there's no hiccup in the system. I think this is something that's coming, so we need to start making plans and preparation for it.
Dr. Lochler, who has cattle of his own in Murray County, says the new veterinary feed directive guidelines are still being assessed, but he says the FDA's goal is to reduce the use of antibiotics for production purposes, such as increasing growth, and instead using them for health emergencies only.
I'm all for better interaction between veterinarian and producer. That has always needed to be more of the case rather than someone going trying to treat their own without guidance, okay? As a citizen, I don't like federal regulations. I don't like more government. But if it helps our product become a safer, more wholesome product, then I am for that. And also, it'll hopefully help prevent some of the resistance to the bacteria, to the antibiotics that we've seen recently.
And again, the FDA's new veterinary feed directive goes into effect January 1st of 2017. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.